So is Jack going to be the only one saying I do tonight? And is Grace finally realizing her self-worth? Stay tuned for the Will and Grace season finale.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, you guys?
Hi, you guys!
We made it!
Strong.
Wow. 18.
Long season, you guys. So excited. I'm your host, Louisa Charmatien. This is a Will and Grace After Show season finale, and I'm joined by my lovely panel tonight.
Hey guys, Mike the Creo here.
And it's Brendan Haley.
And Crystal couldn't make it tonight, but I know she might be joining in our live chat, so we will check later.
Woo-hoo!
But yes, Will and Grace After Show season finale, episode 18, Jack's big gay wedding. So much changes. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can't even talk because they're just so. We were just jumping up and down watching it outside in the studio. But before we start, I want to say we have exciting news. We have, you know, we have news going on. We have a lot of stuff going on. So bear with us.
Yes, it was a big episode.
Yeah, today
that's
was just like it was amazing.
I was here taking notes, and then they were just like Muppeting in the background.
It was intense.
I wish we could have recorded that whole section where...
Did someone shush us? I swear someone did.
Someone always shushes me when I'm watching it because I'm loud.
It's just your reactions, Louisa. You have the best reactions. You really do.
That's nice of you to say.
No, you do. It's like, whoa, it's so
I'm loud. I laugh a lot.
You're very put together.
Yeah, you're like...
You're like on the laptop.
She's a businesswoman. Except on the weekends.
Love it. But no, totally. I think tonight really showed a lot of perspective. But before we really dig in, what was like your first, like if you were have to pick one word to describe tonight's episode, one word, if you can, what will it be?
Oh God.
That's a tough one.
Coco.
Okay.
I'm a fan of Coco Peru.
Okay. Yeah.
I was not expecting her to come back. And I love her. She's an icon.
She's amazing. So amazing.
Yeah, I think it was just like I feel like it's an overflow.
Overflow.
Yeah. But good, like a good type of overflow.
Yeah, and so many changes in there.
I was just about to say change. If there is a theme to the episode, if there is anything that is a through line, it's change.
Growth. Evolving, all that.
Yeah.
And not the bad kind either. This is good change.
Like self-worth, realizing life, love,
it
change.
It was very upbeat and positive, and
risky.
I was here
for
it. Ooh.
Yeah, ooh, risque.
Risque.
Yeah. Ooh, risque.
A lot of risque.
Love it. You guys, we are also on the live chat, so if you want to join with us.
Yeah, come talk
to
me.
It's so funny, really random, but Megan Mullally was on live today on her Instagram. So I went inside the Instagram and I said, hey, we go live at 7 if you want to join us.
Did she respond?
No, but it's okay. Well, maybe she'll see it later.
You never know.
Knows, right?
I mean, we've had one person waiting for the show for like 2 hours, so maybe it's Megan.
Maybe it's Megan. But yeah, okay, so I want to first, let's jump into the wedding. So it's wedding day. Mm-hmm. The whole clan is at the airport, and they're getting ready to go to Spain, right? And first it gets delayed. We saw how Jack is, you know, panicking. And then it gets canceled.
Yeah.
Then they decide, obviously, to have the wedding at the airport.
Yeah.
Was that a good move, or do you think they should have waited and, like, rescheduled? Like, what's your thing on that, this whole airport wedding situation?
I am not a fan of airports.
Oh, really?
So I'm going to be very much against this idea.
Why?
You're tired. You're not going to look good. Like, the lie of this episode is that they all look so put together and so good. Because
that doesn't happen in real life.
Yeah, I look like... a hot mess on top of a dirty beach cracker. Like, that's what I am.
So funny. Like, Grace, she had... the jewelry was on point. Her makeup, everything. I don't even wear jewelry at.
Because they have reps and people making them look good.
No, but I think it's because... they just looked like that because they were going to fly to Spain, so they all wanted to look good.
But even like Karen was in a suit and so put together.
Yeah, that is kind of odd.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'd be in my sweats.
Me too.
Probably sunglasses because I was drinking like late at night or something.
Well, you drink at the bar at the
But at the same time, Karen would be drinking. But Karen, maybe Karen came like that, or she just went into the bathroom and whipped up her suit and she just changed.
I just love that everybody was at the same place and everybody's had a story going on in their lives. Yes. Like, I was waiting, of course, the wedding, and I was like, I can't wait. Like, this is going to be really big. But then it was just more that happened with every single person. And they all kind of intertwined with one another, learning lessons from about each life. Other about life and taking risks. And so that's why I actually think it wasn't such a bad idea for them to get married at the airport, because they're very into the moment, living in the now, not waiting until if something has happened. Like, you could just go ahead and do it. Don't let anything stop you, which is like a valuable lesson in life.
Just like the grace thing that happened.
Just like the grace thing. Yeah, like she's
sort
living
of like
in
emotional,
the now.
Leap of faith.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the same thing with like Will. You know, taking that chance, that moment.
That's great, Maite.
You just, I don't know.
That is a nice
It hit me deep.
Coming
no,
at
you're
us
right
with
though.
The inspirational.
No, but everyone did do everything on the moment. Like in the moment, he wanted to propose. He proposed. She's flying to Italy with that guy. Like boom.
Yeah,
that's a lesson for life. Living in the moment.
I wonder what's going to happen with Noah and this potential triangle.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, boy. Bye. Go back to friends. Go back to
bye, Kyle.
Him.
He was just not a good fit. Mm-mm.
I agree.
We liked him, but then he started acting up and showing his true colors. And then that moment.
Selfish. Very selfish.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't have to compromise any part of your being.
Right.
At all.
To be with someone.
Yeah. Yeah. You should be loved for who you are, and that's where you two meet as equals.
Mm-hmm. So as whoever he was still not a good fit for Grace.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't doing enough.
He wasn't doing anything.
You know? I just feel like going out of town for the wedding and not wanting to even be with her there. And Grace even knew, because she didn't even want to tell him that they're staying local for the wedding. She internally knew, you know what I mean?
And he still didn't make it.
Oh, absolutely.
But the plus side is we got this mystery man. Oh
yes, which we'll talk more about. But I want to kind of talk about Estevan. So what did you guys think how he felt? For some reason, mm-hmm. I felt like he was going to say no, or like he was going to leave, because he didn't look too into it. Did you guys get that vibe when he's like, oh, the plate is canceled, blah, blah, blah?
I feel like Estefan is a very go-with-the-flow character.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe it's a European sensibility. I don't know. But I don't think things will affect him as they would for our American counterparts.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's a great balance because Jack is so out there and very exaggerated.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. That, like, for Estevan, he's very much mellow, and they just balance each other off so well. So I didn't really get that vibe.
For me, it was a bit sad, because I'm like, I know Jack, I mean, and Karen, they worked so hard on the wedding and the unicorn candies and everything, and just not to have it played out like that, but it also tested their love life. It tested them, like, can we handle this? Can we go and get, you know, $2 bread, eat that, and have a wedding, which was great.
And their first dance at the end.
I know.
We danced into the studio.
We did. We're happy for you, Jack.
Yes.
We love you guys. But speaking of the studio and TV shows and all that, I know Maite has some stuff to share.
I sure do, which I will let Brendan handle.
Oh, okay. So I guess they had a conversation I wasn't a part of. Well, Brendan's going to share.
The behind the scenes, guys.
Yeah.
I just want to take a very quick second to say thank you so much for your viewership and support of AfterBuzz TV, as well as Louisa, Maite, and myself. We ask that if you are watching on YouTube right now, you please click that big old subscribe button, because we love it when you do that. Maybe comment in the live chat and let us know that you did so that we can shout you out. Yeah. And if you're on iTunes listening, please give us a 5-star rating, because your support and everything that you do in that department just comes back and gives back to this lovely, lovely place that is the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yes.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. I always say this is like a buffet of TV shows. We cater to you anything you want. And also, if you're on Twitter, you know, you can join in. Let us know you're from Twitter. We'll give you a shout out. We have a nice fan base there. And incredible, incredible last episode. So let's talk about Will now and McCoy. His job that he booked in London said no and then called back and got again. And the things we do for love. So tell me how you guys felt about the transition where he realized, like, damn, I'm passing up the job of my life, but also maybe the love of my life. What did you guys think about that moment?
That's love.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yes, that's love. I think it's always, it's so difficult when I mean, I've been in this position where it's like, we both, yeah, like we both have that sort, like our careers going on, and then distance takes part in that. But it's like, you have to focus on yourself and you have to do what you have to do.
Right.
But I feel like you can only, it's okay to do it now that it's early on in our lives. Mm-hmm. But for them, they're later on in their lives.
That's so true.
Well, that brings up an interesting point because Grace mentioned sort of that idea, like, it's not going to get much better.
Yeah.
But, you know, going back to Will and McCoy, I don't think their relationship is anything Will expected, probably not something mm-hmm. that McCoy expected. So the fact that they're just sort of finding each other in the middle ground and being open to, you know, compromising to each other, but not feeling, like, obligated to.
Yeah.
That's something that's beautiful, and it's like it's you said, it's love.
Up. You know?
That's love.
Yeah, and the fact that they're able to talk it through and take risks, and I don't know, it was very beautiful to see them interact and for Will to propose. Like, that was unexpected for me. I seriously thought mm-hmm. he was going to be like, you know what, I'm moving with you.
I thought so, too.
We thought, but too. But no. Like, that's it.
And then all of a sudden, I'm looking, and I'm like, wait, is he on his knee? Like, he literally got on his knee and asked for him to marry, like, propose. It was like legit marriage
proposal. I just have
proposal.
So much to say about that. For 1 second, I said, is he trying to, like, ruin Jack's wedding? Or why would you do that when, you know, Jack is such an attention person?
Yeah.
But then I love the moment where they had that was, like, a millisecond where it's, like, they understood each other. Like, Jack's, like...
Well, they know each other.
Jack...
They've known each other for so long.
So yeah. Something happened that triggered Will, right? And he said, you're still getting married first. I'm dying inside. I don't understand that. What did he mean by that?
So I think that sort of is like, I haven't had this before. Let me have this. I've been dying for this moment. That sort of thing.
Wow.
Right? Like love hungry.
Unless it's like a literal reading where it's like, dying. I'm dying inside.
Okay, because Jack really bounced back quick. It was like, it didn't even happen.
Yeah.
Because why would Jack say, I knew it, or something like that? You know what I mean?
I think it was just him. He wants all the center attention. Of attention. And he was like, I waited 30 years for the set. He told him, you know, I've been waiting 30 to Will. I've been waiting 30 years for you to say that today is my day. All yeah. focus is on me. So wow. for the spotlight to be taken away from him, it's just
yeah,
classic response.
I am just so proud of Will for realizing that McCoy would resent him if he didn't take the job. Because that would be that whole thing where it's like, I put my career on hold for you.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then you're 60 and depressed and you can't do
yes.
shit. Sorry.
No, it's the truth.
That sounds so bad.
No, it's the truth.
The truth.
Because
we
it's
see
like
that.
If someone holds you from doing what you want to do in
right,
life.
Right, right.
Sure, you'll be okay the first years, but then in the back of your mind, you're going to be like, my life could have been different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you shouldn't have to regret.
You should never do
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
So this was the best move for them, and because McCoy is so in love with Will, and can we also talk about the hilarious selfie moments? How brilliant was that?
Oh, yeah.
Like, he can be sobbing, but it's like, okay, check. Like,
it's the camera sob where you're not doing it really. It's like a soul.
Amazing, though. Yeah. Like, his selfie game is on point. Like,
it's Matt Bomer.
Oh, he's so beautiful.
Oh,
he's
my
gorgeous.
God. He's gorgeous.
He's so gorgeous.
I got so I got excited when I saw him.
He's so cute.
Yes, he comes out in this episode. Like,
so cute.
He's amazing.
Speaking about coming out and comes out and all of that. So Karen tried to come out as a lesbian, right? But now we see with her very, very serious conversations with Smitty, which we love Smitty.
Why is he the Nick Fury of the Will and Grace?
Amazing. Yeah. I love it. But
why is he everywhere?
He's hilarious. But we do see that the talk impacted her because she realized that she's not gay, but she's lost. Mm-hmm. So, and I think that's something that Nikki knew. Nikki knew since day one that, you know, Karen's really not a vegetarian, you know, and she was probably having fun.
Yeah.
So do you think finally Karen is listening to herself and realizing, hey, I need help, I'm lost, I'm not, like, a lesbian?
I mean, I think everyone sort of is lost in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I certainly was for many years. I didn't know if I was gay, if I was bisexual, or what. And you get into your head at one point. You start convincing yourself, oh, maybe because I'm feeling this way, I'm definitely pulling from personal experience here. Mm-hmm. Like, my thought process was, I'm attracted to boys, but maybe it's because I want to look like this other mm-hmm. kind of
right.
boy. Obviously, it's not the case. I just wanted to, like, take his face and be like,
meh. Yeah.
Because he's so cute. But if you're going through that process and questioning yourself, also, Karen is in, I've brought it up before, she's in a moment of her life where she just got divorced. She is in this passionate fling with, I was going to say Smitty, that's wrong, Malcolm.
That would be great.
Yeah, so she's testing the water. She's trying to get her life back.
Yeah.
So I was never surprised for this storyline where she's questioning. I'm glad that they finally did it, but I'm not surprised that it ended this way.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
No,
I was going to say that, you know, with Karen, I think because she's lost and she can't stand strong to who she is, she's going to kind of fall for anything that comes her way where it's like, okay, a woman comes, she's cute, we make out, I'm a lesbian, you know? Mm. I think it's so important to kind of take some time off for yourself and figure out who you really are, like, look inside. Mm. You got, be single for a bit. Why, what's all these people? Like, why do you gotta be in a relationship back to back? Like, take some time for yourself. Mm-hmm. Who are you? What
self-worth.
Do you want?
Bringing self, it up
self-worth,
again.
Like, I always say those people who are always in a relationship, you're like rolling over like a phone plan.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have no identity without someone next to you.
Ooh.
You don't.
Yes. Preach.
You just gotta, like, stand still. Who are you? What do you want?
Yeah.
You know? And I feel like she's just going through a midlife crisis with this whole divorce thing and then the thing with Malcolm. But I'm happy she was very honest to Nikki to not lead her on.
And the however many hundreds of people in the terminal with
her. Oh, my God. That's so funny.
You know what? That's why I always think, and I strongly believe this, that when you end something with someone, whatever it is, whether you're in a relationship or not, you have built that connection.
Uh-huh.
It's so important to take the time to heal.
Oh,
because
amen.
If you don't, then this is the situation that you kind of run into where you feel lost, you feel, and when you take that time to heal,
oh my god,
you work on yourself, right?
Yes.
You work on forgetting about that person,
yes.
And then you value what you like, what you don't like, and there's no rush for you to like jump into something else.
And you learn the things that you won't stand for next time.
Yes,
you learn
because
how
you know
to be a better
person,
you
know what you want,
because you've gotten to know yourself.
Oh god, I've never used the word lover before. That sounded so
you guys,
weird.
There is a quote that I just have to read right now. Speaking about healing and taking time, it's just so good. I have to say it. It says, oh, that person, she changed it.
Aww.
It was someone's caption.
Oh, no.
It said, as a society, I'll try to paraphrase.
Mm-hmm.
As a society, we're learned to just fight and be strong.
Yeah.
And we bury. We're not taught to heal.
Yeah.
We're just taught to survive.
Mm-hmm.
You know? We're not taught to heal. So I think what you said is so,
it's
so powerful.
It's so important. Yeah.
Wow.
Because then you end up with fuckboys and all that mess.
Lord.
Whoops.
Boy, bye.
Those
anyways.
Mistakes.
Anyways, right? But, you know, speaking of boys, mistakes, and all of that, I think this is probably all of our favorite parts of the episode. So Grace is having delicious food.
Oh, my gosh. That cinnamon roll. I was savoring
it
hungry. In my mouth.
So good. Munching on food.
Yeah.
And then this so adorable, cute guy named Marcus.
Y'all were losing it.
Can I just say, when he popped out, me and Louisa looked at each other, we're like, oh my god.
Gorgeous.
Yes.
Gorgeous.
I was here being serious, and I was like,
fingers.
Yeah, I was actually surprised. I'm like, is he watching?
Yeah.
Like, are we watching the same thing?
Well, I thought he was really cute, but at the same time, I was like, is this a surprise Oscar Isaac?
I know, that's what you thought.
Casting appearance.
Yeah.
It is not, but I don't know. I guess I was expecting Noah to show up and for there to be drama. I was
imagine if Noah showed up as she was hopping on to the airplane.
You know, this probably means this probably means Noah even call her that day or check up on her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he doesn't even give it, you know, AF or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, she had called him to join her for the wedding because the wedding was going to take place at the airport and he still didn't make it.
See, you know, it just shows so much about how little effort that is.
Yeah.
But so they were eating and this guy named Marcus, which by the way, I know we know him from somewhere. He's so familiar.
We'll have to look it up.
We'll have to look it up.
Yeah.
But he was just so nice. Energy, cute smile, comes sits next to her.
And boy loves his food.
Oh my god.
Get you a man or a woman or however you identify.
Yes.
Who loves food.
And lets you eat yours. And that's what Grace said. Grace said,
don't be like these Instagram models.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the tummy tea.
We can all Photoshop. Don't worry about it, queen.
Facetune. But,
thank God for Facetune.
And Visco. But, those are good two apps, by the way. So, he's eating, and then he lets her eat, and that turns her on, because, you know, Grace loves to eat. But they talk about travel and just living your life, doing it in the moment, and she was so depressed with Noah that she's so gave in to that relationship, to that conversation. But I'm so proud that she actually had the balls to get the ticket and go.
Me too.
That's because Will forced her. Because Will did something in the moment and pushed Grace to do it, you know?
And I feel like when you see someone else do that, especially at a wedding,
yeah,
that's a recipe for an avalanche of just feelings and actions and let's do that. Maybe we're having a baby now. I don't know.
Yeah. It's funny you say that because I think there was a test done that weddings are the night where usually people go back to their exes, call their F-boys, like rekindle. Cause
it's the same thing with the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
Test the season.
Statistic. I can't talk right now, apparently.
It puts you inside.
You get sentimental.
Yeah, you start feeling like, oh, I wish I had that one person. Or,
and then spring rolls around and you're like, I'm ready to be a stone cold mama.
So true. Someone had put a post the other day and said, don't let anyone tell you can't hoe out this summer. Like,
yeah.
And it's so true because springtime comes.
It is 2019, live your best life.
Well, I love that.
That 2019. Is so good.
Steph, did you have that prepared? I'm not ready.
Oh my god, did you make that up right now?
I mean, I've been saying 2019 since the start of the year.
Oh my god, can we trademark that?
I know, sure, it's 2019.
Amazing. Incredible. So she decides to meet him by the airport door. He comes out. I don't know. This is a huge thing. This is like new relationships, new lives. Like, I don't know. I'm mind boggled. So they're breaking up. She doesn't care. She's like, I don't give a fuck, Noah.
Or polyamorous?
No. You think so?
No, Noah's not the type of person.
I don't think Grace is either.
I think Grace would be
open to it. I don't think she wants that, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's more of a Karen thing.
Look at the comment that she made to Will when she was like, I can't do better.
Mm. Oh, that hit heavy, Maite.
You know? Sorry.
That hit heavy. It's not funny, but it's true. Like,
the feels are here right now.
That hit heavy because...
I don't think it hit heavy. I'm 22, guys. I'm not... I'm just beginning this journey.
Lord, you have a long way to go. We're almost 30. We've been there.
I thought you were just talking to me like, yes, and I'm like feeling you, you know, like, as you're telling me that. It's just...
The fact that she said you can only get 60% of what you want, and then Will's like, I wish you can see me, you can see yourself how I see you, and get 100% of what you want. She was settling for Noah.
She was lonely. She was like, I can't, like, she's probably tired. There comes a time, I feel like, where you just get tired, and you're just like, I guess this is the best I'm going to do.
This is what it is.
This is what it is. And they always, you know, and then also I feel like you always hear all of these things, and you see people being happy that you just want that for yourself.
Yeah, and you always wonder, like, how are they doing it? Is it Bumble? Is it Tinder?
Yeah, you grow up in a culture where love is like, you're going to meet someone here at this stage of your life.
Yeah.
And maybe this will happen. Like, it's, you get these preconceived ideas about it, but living through it is a whole other experience. Yeah. So it makes sense that she would be like, this is as good as it's going to get. Life is not going to give me anything
because else. Because she's like, this is reality. Mm-hmm. And that's what hurt me, where it's like, never ever compromise what you want or respect, or like, a man should be next to you when you're at a wedding, if you guys are dating. That's only, like, the law.
Yeah.
Unless it's at some kind of funeral or died, you know. Otherwise, he needs to be with you. That's, like, a rule.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, you know, she's, like, mid-40s or whatever, and I think she sees, you know, like, Jack is wifed up, and now Will is wifed up, and all of that. So it's kind of like, where is my guy?
Yeah.
So I'm happy that she's giving a chance to this Marcus dude.
Mm-hmm. I'm so happy. I think you're still in shock, Louisa. I feel like
I'm very in shock, because it's something... Grace, I think she's still kind of type A, where it's like, things have to be a certain way.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll talk more during the predictions and all of that.
Yeah.
But, you guys.
We'll see how this plays out.
This is great stuff. Yeah. Let's talk about some news and gossip, okay? And I know. Brendan will hit it off.
Well, I'm trying to find the article.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I do. basically, what has happened this week, in more of a political thing, because that's my segment, is Ellen DeGeneres and Elton John and George Clooney, amidst many other celebrities, have come out in support of this boycott of the Beverly Hills Hotel, which is one of many hotels that has ties to, I don't know how to pronounce it. It's the island nation... of, where is the name? Oh my god, my notes.
Oh, it's fine, it's okay. As long as
No, it's bad. It's bad. Brunei.
Okay.
I did not hear about it prior to this, but there were certain laws that were introduced by the government there that basically makes it okay to punish gay people, LGBT people, or allies with severe punishments, going so far as stoning people.
That's
whoa,
crazy.
Oh, yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
That's so insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of press and a lot of buzz surrounding this boycott, so having people like Elton John and Ellen DeGeneres, who are active members of the LGBT community, as sort of a face for it is
good job,
very
Ellen.
Empowering.
Oh my god, yeah. Ellen will stir some stuff up. She's great. She has a great platform.
Her
yeah.
connections,
oh
are
my
you
god.
Kidding me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if she says no, it's a no, sorry. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So don't stay at that hotel. Don't go to Beverly Hills.
Don't take pictures of it, too. Like, I've seen so many people take pictures, like, going in there and taking pictures recently. I'm like, don't support it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, totally. Yeah, that's great. Great news, though, Brendan, because, like, we didn't know a lot about it. I didn't know a lot about it.
Well, it's important to keep updated on the political
climate
and the social climate of
absolutely.
The LGBT community.
But, you know, speaking about Ellen, Megan Mullally was on the Ellen Show today. Mm-hmm. So exciting. We have a picture of her right there. How cute is she?
She looked amazing.
She's so cute with her hair
dress.
Up.
Yeah.
So floral and happy and everything. And I know,
for spring.
Right?
Yeah.
I know Maite saw some parts of the
I did.
Episode. How
yeah,
was it? Because
yeah.
I didn't get a chance to watch it.
That's actually the moment where where Megan was actually talking to Ellen and telling her how much of an inspiration her show, her sitcom Ellen, was to the start of Will and Grace.
Oh my God!
Yeah. So she was saying, she's like, I don't think I've ever taken this moment to actually thank you for setting. Yeah, she's like for setting. For having your show, your sitcom, be the platform for Will and Grace.
That's
so
incredible.
Yeah,
and look at that one. Jack's big gay wedding.
Like my big fat Greek wedding.
Ellen did open a lot of doors.
She really did.
Dialogue.
In a time that was much more conservative than now.
Have you guys seen her stand-up Relatable on Netflix?
Yes.
Oh my God.
It is delightful.
Oh, dying. Yes. I was dying. Not to go that off topic, but the beginning when she's comparing herself to a normal person.
Oh yeah.
Talking about the mansion and the bubble bath and the champagne.
Yeah.
You guys, if you haven't seen it, watch that. Also, Amy Schumer's. Just
oh, Amy Schumer's is hilarious.
You guys, Amy Schumer's, well, she'll tell you why you're single. Just wait towards the end. Have you seen the last part?
I saw it from beginning to end. It's
just
so
wait
good.
Until they're tired and take them on the couch and watch Bravo TV.
Yeah.
That's how you get them.
Come on.
And props to her for telling the whole world how that her husband is autistic and how it's so beautiful and all that. Two great specials.
Yeah.
And
gosh.
Props to Ellen for joining the boycott.
Yes. And we love you, Megan. Yeah. You guys can watch that on NBC, on YouTube, all of that great stuff. But let's talk about our special segments, you guys. Our special quotes from the special segment. I'm losing it. Sorry, you guys. We usually write down a line or two from the episode, our favorite lines. There was pretty good ones tonight. Like, it took home. Today was like trophy night.
Yeah.
You said it was like your favorite episode.
It was, yeah, it was by far my favorite episode this season.
They pulled out all the stops.
And
for
it's,
it.
Yeah, and it's actually, I was so into the episode, I just wrote one quote. But the.
Oh, that's when you know it's good.
Yeah, the quote that I have is when Jack says, goes to the attendant and says, "Hi, Jack, B2B, bride to be." That was really funny. But the whole interaction between Karen and Smitty was my favorite at the bar.
So, yeah.
You can tell she was laughing. It was authentic. I just, that whole scene, I could have watched so much more of it.
And what Incredible. A great gig to have as an actor for Smitty. Like, you just come on every now and then and you're just a delight.
You know, Smitty started acting at the age of, I think, 45.
Did he really?
He started, like, late in the game. And
there was a woman in Black Panther who is in the High Council, and she didn't act until she was in her 70s, 80s?
Yeah, yeah.
That's her first gig.
That's not crazy. I mean, sometimes you don't know what the universe has in store.
Yeah. Anyway, coming back to topic.
But, yeah.
My favorite quote is when... it's continuing talking about Smitty. He says to Karen during their like heartfelt moment, he's like, "Do you think that maybe you're just lost, or do you think that maybe you're not gay? You're just lost."
Mm. Totally.
I saw your reaction to that.
Oh, it hit very hard.
Yeah. What did you get from that?
Well, it just. I didn't expect there to be such a profound moment on this show because it's so. It's so comedy-based. Even when they are having heartfelt moments, it's you know, peppered with comedy, which mm-hmm. I guess this was too. But that, at least for me, brought back a whole bunch of memories just being like, oh my God, that described a whole time of my life.
Relatable to you.
Yeah.
I love that. Peppered with comedy.
Out this fall, my new EP, Peppered with Comedy.
Peppered, I'm going to write that down, mm-hmm. and I'm going to use that in audition.
Okay.
Peppered with Comedy, if I ever need to. That is incredible. You are really great. Yeah. But no, I totally, one word takes everything out, and I feel like this, it creates dialogue, it creates conversations, because when you go home, you can be like, you know what? I watched this tonight. Let's talk about it. That's why this show is so universal. For me, I think it's the head condom part.
What?
When Grace says,
put
your head condom back on. The head condom. So funny.
I thought you meant there was like a literal scene. Where
someone put a head condom. I know. I'm just so extra tonight. It's the head condom part. And then when Will says to the selfie girls, when the girls come up to Will and say, we look so ugly in these selfies. And he goes, yeah. Everyone looks bad next to him.
Yeah.
So amazing. And just one more because it's the last show, you guys.
It's Louisa and she has to be the queen.
I break the rules, you guys. Yes. Don't hate me. I think that's it. Wait, okay.
What?
That's it. Oh, the nuptials. Nuptials.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
The nuptials.
That was
nuptials.
Jack says
classic
we're
Jack.
Here.
So I loved it. Their vows, the whole, so deep.
Incredible. And yeah, let's talk about some predictions. Predictions, you guys.
Is it time?
Wow. It is.
We have
time.
3 minutes to knock it out.
I mean,
you're after Buzz TV.
I know.
We don't have this show until the fall. We have a break.
Would September.
And what a cliffhanger to leave off on.
Yeah.
May, June, July. Oh, 5 months.
Yeah, we got some time.
Yeah.
So I think there's a prime opportunity to let thoughts percolate.
Percolate.
You have the percolate. Your vocabulary, Brendan.
She's a journalist.
I just can't.
She's a journalist.
I hope that is. I have that moment right now where I'm like, is that the right word?
Yeah. Oh, my mic. Sorry.
I think. I mean, I think I wouldn't be surprised if they picked up right where they left off. Like,
oh, that's what they'll do.
We see like a beach in Italy. It's warm outside, and Grace is just laying there tanning with a burger in hand, and then her mystery man walks up and, like, you know, they're having their romantic moment. Something like that, and then maybe we cut to Will and McCoy in London.
Okay.
I feel like, traditionally with writing, and this is a show that definitely defies traditional laws, but they set us up with such high expectations at the end of this episode. I would not be surprised if the writers decided to tear all that apart so that the core group, you know, Jack, Karen, Will, and Grace, all could come back together.
Okay. No, totally.
Yeah. I you just made me think of something, too, because I feel like they will start off with everybody kind of like taking off where Grace is going to be like on a beach or something, and then Karen is going to come in and kind of join her, or something's going to happen when all of them just come together. But it would be really nice to kind of see them apart just for a quick second and kind of live their lives and do something different, because I feel like you don't ever have that sort of friendship where everything is together, you're doing everything without moving on and living your life.
Or Grace decides to leave the airplane and says, I can't do it. Gets out.
I don't know.
What if it opens up with Grace in the airplane trying to sit down and says, what am I doing?
Or what if Noah goes after her?
What if he's on the plane?
Oh!
But he wouldn't be going to Spain.
No, what if he follows her?
Unless he has a mistress, I don't know.
No, God, he's not smart enough for that.
No,
so
I don't think he
I do
would
not
do
like
that.
I'm sorry.
Shots fired against Noah.
Yeah, Grace can do so much better. But I don't even have to say. I think they're going to take off from what, you know, where it left off. So let's wait until September. This has been the best season.
Yeah.
Thank you for all of you guys for joining me and Crystal and everyone. So much fun. We learn a lot. We laugh a lot. In the meantime, we're going to see you guys in September. But in the meantime, where can they find you on Instagram?
Well, you can find me, Brendan Haley, at Brendan Haley on Instagram. Brendo Hales is my Twitter handle. And I will also be here at AfterBuzz doing Queer Eye and Supernatural. So you can catch me there, guys.
Hey guys, Maite Carrillo here. You can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at This Is Maite. And I'm also a guest hosting at For the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Ooh. Awesome. Yeah. You guys can find me on Instagram at Luisa Sharamatian and on Twitter at Lou Sharamatian. So until September.
Oh, Crystal, you were missed too.
Crystal. Bye. Follow Crystal, Crystal823.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.